Group Purnima Day celebration in Reno, July 5th, 2020. جشن روز معلم در رینو جولای 2020.
We had the land for a few years. And I used to come twice a day and meditate right here. This tree was the size of that one, maybe a smaller. And that was the only tree here. The whole thing was a bear. And it wasn't just meditation. It was communion. It was a lot of things was happening. So I would take the kids to school in the morning, come here to their elementary. Before I would pick him up, I would be sitting here and nobody knew. Now, 32 years later, the tree grow like this and then shoot that one and made an umbrella of grace for all of us to sit under it. No matter how hot it is in Reno, all of you have experience under this tree is extremely comfortable. I just wanted to say that this is the worth of our effort. Not even effort, love for truth, for guru, for love. And as I was sitting here today again, because that has happened before, and I was saying, oh my God, I'm sitting exactly the same place I used to sit 32 years ago and do my homework. Give my priority to the bank that is worth it. And this is exactly what you guys are doing. And I'm sure that one day, if it's your destiny, you will be a torch and an umbrella for other people that come to you. That's the worth of giving your all to one place, to one source, which is the right here. Okay, go ahead.
We had singing and chanting that we were going to do when you walked out, but everything's always a surprise and it's in a moment and it's perfect. Sachin, I just wanted to thank you on behalf of myself and all of the Ashram. My dearest Sat, my darling and divine guru, I am so honored and overjoyed to sit before you today and on behalf of everyone who loves you and has benefited from the everlasting freedom that you give, wish you a very happy Guru Purnima. I have sat before you so many years on different occasions, and I've thanked you for your endless love, your overwhelming patience, your true loyalty to my freedom, your support for me, my family, and every detail, and the love that you gave me that replaces everything else. This year, more and more over the past few months, I want to thank you for something so much bigger that's happening. And I'm starting to see how big it is. I want to thank you for your divine way. When I first met you, I was so attracted to you, and I just wanted more and to be closer and closer. And through this attraction, through your vibration, through this divine dance, you gently and you lovingly and you diligently chipped away at my ego and everything that caused me pain and suffering. And I didn't know. And I didn't know it was happening. But I look now and I see that I have freedom. I feel joy. I feel comfort. I feel true happiness. And I feel real love. And that was all your divine way. You told me many years ago that not many will understand your divine way of everlasting love and freedom. And you were right, I didn't. But I'm starting to see it now, and it's so overwhelming that sometimes I don't know how to put it into words. How do you do this? How is it possible? That's what I keep asking myself. How is this possible? And the only thing that I can come up with is that it could only be of the truest, the highest, the most perfect, and the most pure entity. Nothing else can remove all of the ignorance and all of the false. It's impossible. Everything else is ignorance, and it is false. Over these 10 years that I've been with you, I can scream to the fact that you are the truth that you speak of. You are a miracle. You are hope. You are light. You are wisdom. You are love. You are boundless. You are infinite. On behalf of myself and everybody who loves you, I want to thank you on this Guru Purnima for all that you are, all that you do that you say you don't, all that you see and you saw in me and each and every one of us, all that you recognize that we could not, and for all of your love. Satchun, thank you for your divine way.
Thank you. I want to share one more in between you guys so you don't feel like you're entertaining me or you're giving me love and I'm not giving it back. I've said this story before, but this is the reason we're sitting here. I think it's worth saying it again. My second silence that I went for weeks not talking, but we still had our Sunday going on. That was, 2006. By that time, Guru or God had sent me people. I wanted it to be private. I didn't want anybody around. But here was people coming, and I was asked to teach. So I went to Baba and asked if this is true, I have to be in this position, and it was yes. So I started teaching meditation classes in different places, and then I went into silence for the second time. I was sitting on a Sunday in Baba's room, and as usual, I invited him to come, but I had no expectation that he would. It was just me and two other people in the room. All of a sudden, I felt him and I saw him, not in a physical body, but a subtle body. In other words, you could see his figure, but it wasn't, I don't know how to explain it. Anyhow, He said, it's your turn. He said, I will be sending people to love and serve you and to get the truth. He said many times to me, don't ever forget that you and I are one. And then he had a black lingam in his hand. And I knew intuitively I have to open my mouth. But I was afraid that it might get caught in my throat. So I just opened it anyway. I had no choice. He was standing right there with this in his hand. And then he put his hand here and slipped it down. And it went down. Then he said a few other things to me. Then I was in ecstasy for 3-4 days. The ecstasy was so strong that I was jumping. I wasn't walking. It was so much energy in my body. And toward the end of my silence, I was sitting in front of the altar and I was told to go to the library and close my eyes and take a book and open it. So I obeyed. I went by the library, closed my eyes, went like this, pulled a book, actually from a place that I never do pull the book because they're big books. And with the eyes closed, I opened it. And here Baba is standing there with a black lingam. And he was saying that this lingam was created for the, it had a sign of Islam in it, a thing on it. As if he was saying that, yes, I will send you people. I know you don't want to go out. And that one of your work is to bring understanding to those that have the background of Islam. And whoever comes with you with devotion and love. So that was the story. Okay, next. Program. Take your mask off. Please say it in English as much as you can.
عزیزم یه چیزی زیاد فارسی نوشتم.
Okay, then you translate.
برای اینکه بنویسم باید به پشت سرم جایی که قبل از ملاقات با شما بودم نگاه کنم.
In order to write today, I have to look behind me to where I was before I met you.
حتی وقتی خیلی کم سن بودم میدونستم که تو این دنیا و تو این زندگی که من دارم یک چیزی غلطه.
Even at a very young age, I knew that my world, my life, something was awry, something was wrong.
و من بزرگ و بزرگتر میشدم و اون چه غلط بود با من بزرگ و بزرگتر میشد.
And as I grew, that thing which was wrong got bigger and bigger also.
بعد از ملاقات شما
After meeting you
هیچ وقت این سوال برای من وجود نداشت که تو کی هستی.
I never asked myself, who are you?
هیچ وقت این سوال برام نبود که با دیدنتون چه اتفاقی افتاد.
I never asked myself, what happened when I met you?
فقط من با خالص‌ترین و پاک‌ترین وجود روبرو شدم و مست شدم.
I just came face to face with the purest, most divine being. And I became intoxicated.
و من هر روز از دنیا سبک‌تر شدم.
And every day the world felt lighter and lighter to me.
و عاشق و معتاد شنیدن صدای شما، دیدن عکس شما، گفتن از شما و نوشتن از شما شدم.
And I was addicted to just hearing your voice, hearing any of your teachings, reading anything that you've written or looking at your picture.
صدایی که به من زندگی می‌داد.
It was the sound that gave me life.
و بعد تمام وجود من چند کلمه بود.
And my whole being could be summed up in a few words.
من سات رو می‌خوام.
I want sat.
می‌خوام به جای هر چیزی که چشمم می‌بینه اون رو ببینم.
Instead of seeing anything else, I want to see her.
می‌خوام به جای هر صدایی که ممکنه به گوشم برسه اون رو بشنوم.
Instead of hearing anything else, I want to hear her.
و این خواسته شد تمام زندگی من.
And this desire became my whole life.
شادی من، غم من، امید من و ناامیدی من.
My joy, my sadness, my hope and my hopelessness.
و عکس تو و آلترم شد خونه من، قلب من، رفیق من.
And your picture on my altar became my home, my friend and my companion.
و هرگز سوالی نداشتم که تو کی هستی.
And I never asked myself, who are you?
تا اینکه من بزرگترین جدایی از تو رو کنار تو تجربه کردم.
Until I felt the most separation I've ever felt from you in your presence.
و این سخت‌تر از تمام ویزا نگرفتن ها، قطع شدن فیس تایم، لایو استریم و نشنیدن ها بود.
And this was more painful than any denial of a visa or interruption in service of a FaceTime or a live stream ever could be.
So true.
هر بار که اینجا جدایی رو تجربه می کردم مثل یک بار ویزا نگرفتن بود و این دائما تکرار میشد.
Every time I felt separation from you while here, it was harder than not getting a visa, and it continually happened.
با رحمت بی‌نهایت شما، نوری به دلیل این جدایی تابیده شد.
And thanks to your grace, light was shed on this separation that I was feeling in your presence.
من واقعا تو رو نمی‌شناسم.
I really don't know you.
حالا با تمام شرمندگی سوال میکنم ست کیه و این مکالمه بین من و قلبم.
And now with much shame that I didn't do it sooner, I ask myself, who is Sat? And the following is the conversation between me and my heart.
Sat کیه؟ Sat ماورای آفرینشه.
Who is Sat? Sat is beyond the creation.
میپرسم من تو این آفرینشم چطور چیزی که ماوراش رو بشناسم.
I ask, but I'm in this creation. How can I know that which is beyond it?
قلب پاک اون رو میشناسه.
A pure heart can know it.
چطوری قلبم رو پاک کنم؟
How can I purify my heart?
قلب خالی از احساسات. فقط خدا رو میشناسه. فقط خدا رو میشناسه.
A heart that is empty of emotions. Only God can know God.
حالا این طرف من هستم و تمام احساسات و قضاوت‌ها و رفتن با اونها برای من یعنی نشناختن تو.
On one side there is me and all of my emotions and my judgments, and going with them means not knowing you.
و نشناختن تو جدایی از تو.
And not knowing you is separation from you.
چه انگیزه بزرگی برای نرفتن با احساسات، برای شاد بودن و ساده بودن پیدا کردم.
What a huge spark or igniter I found to not go with the thoughts and the emotions.
همیشه میگفتم من خودشناسی نمی‌کنم.
That thing is off. Why? Oh, we've got a disco light on it too.
همیشه میگفتم من خودشناسی نمیخوام، تو رو میخوام.
I always said I don't want self-realization. I want you.
حالا دیدم برای داشتن تو شناخت تو لازمه و برای شناخت تو قلب پاک لازمه.
Now I see to be near you means to know you, and to know you means to have a pure heart.
این یعنی برگشتن به خونه. این یعنی عشق تو. و من بی نهایت از وجود پاک و زیبا و بی همتاتون ممنونم.
This means going back home. Your love, and I am eternally grateful for you.
Thank you, Aziza. That was beautiful and true. Poor baby. I put her through a lot. Take it out.
Sairam,
sir. Sairam,
Aziza. I thank Swami for bringing me here to Reno Sai Center. And as I always say, your Baba sent angel for me, sir. I mean it. I truly mean it. You guided me so beautifully, sir, in this divine path. And you showed me how to meditate with no thoughts. Mm-hmm. I thought like I could never even sit for 10 minutes without thoughts. I always think, what is next, what is next, when I close my eyes. And you showed me that. Mm-hmm. You took me from form to formless devotion and even made the transition very easy. You made me to contemplate on Baba's teaching more and more, and you made me to understand it better. I always wonder, sir, how to look for God within myself, because like that's what I have heard from my childhood days, look for divinity within you. And I always pray to Baba, how will I do that? And you showed me the path. And each and every word you speak is truth, sir. It's only truth. And just hearing your voice, it gives me silence. And I want to share something here, sir. Like 3 months back, from January, I was feeling that my energy was getting down for some reason. And usually I visit Patti whenever that happens, like every year to charge myself. And I was hoping for my India trip this year. I booked all my tickets. And like 3 months back, when everything closed down and when my tickets was cancelled, the first time in past 8 years, I felt that I was stuck somewhere in the world. It's like far away from my home. When I felt that when everything was getting cancelled one by one, though I was in my home with my family, I was having the feeling that I was lost. And I was praying to Baba again and again, at least to have his dream, to get that energy, at least like I was wishing to have his vision, at least that. I know that is big, sir. And that's when Radha opened up the meditation to every one of us. And that's when the conference calls was also opened up. So, and you came in and you told that this is the time to search the divinity within ourselves. And you were guiding us from then. And you made me to feel Baba within me, sir. I was thinking like how foolish I was, just waiting for his form, for his dream. But I truly mean, sir, for the past 3 months, I felt that I'm in Patti. I felt Baba Mandir within me. I really felt that. And every time when I'm down, like I even had sleepless nights, sir. Like when I start thinking about that, I will have sleepless night. And I was so surprised you would come in conference call as a surprise to us. And you would answer my questions that I was asking Baba. I was like, are they like asking whether this is what I'm doing is right? One day I was just saying his name and I was asking whether I'm doing right. And next day you came in conference call and he was asking us to practice that, to say his name again and again. And one day I was doing the omnipresent meditation at night 10:30, sir, when all my kids slept. And my husband was like, what, did you ask them whether you can meditate at this time, at night 11? I was like, okay, that is a good question, I'm not sure. And next day you came in the call and you told that you used to meditate when your kids go to sleep, whenever you get that time. Okay, I see myself there. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And the only way I can show my gratitude to you and to Baba is to hold on to this truth of rope firmly, and I'm not going to look back. I take this as a word.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, so sweetheart. Much. And look how ready you were. How ready you were. I was just thinking about that not too long ago, that I always was very, very cautious to be in front line, particularly in the Sai Baba Center. And I think this period took the veil out and no more hiding, because there is a benefit, you know. And I'm so glad that each one of you can say that your gratefulness because you have found you. And the inner guru, the outer guru's only job is to show you the inner. And once that happened, nothing can take it away, even the passing of the body. And so, yes, that made me very happy to hear that.
I love you so much, sir.
I love you too. I love you too so much. I love all of you so much. And I'm really, really happy. And know, both of you should know that I am really thinking about you two. It's not just on a chat. I'm sending both of you tons of love daily, which is a divine love from the Baba. And yes, I remember wanting you two to be in the chat because I felt like enough is enough. Enough hiding is enough. And now it's time for everybody to hear the essence of Baba's teaching and for me not to be shy about it. So I'm glad.
And yesterday, it was like Guru Purnima Day was celebrated everywhere. Uh-huh. And the thought for the day in Radio Sai and even this international organization was to look the divinity within ourselves. That was the thought. I was like, oh my God, I know it now.
They have nothing on you. You got it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love without wisdom is foolish. Wisdom without love is dry. And love and wisdom is divine. And look, you had the love. Now you have wisdom going. That's two wings of a bird. And the sky is the limit for all of you, including me. Yep, you're laughing, but that's true. What an auspicious morning.
That's in Chizi Bharatiara.
No, don't go sit there. Come on, sit.
To get something to like
my oh, okay.
Chizi Bharatiara.
No.
Dear Sat, happy Guru Purnima. Thank you so much for this divine opportunity to celebrate you and all you have done for us. We are truly the lucky few. Here is a short list of things I know on this Guru Purnima. 1. Our heart-to-heart connection is one of the most beautiful and extraordinary experiences I've ever had in my life. Without fail, every time I call on you in my heart, you hear me, almost the exact words I say to you in my silence. And while it's becoming an almost regular occurrence, it cannot be of this world. It cannot be anything other than proof of our oneness and proof that you are my one true guru. Thank you for always hearing me, especially when the words fail my mouth. Two, I want you. You recently told me to contemplate on what it is that I really want. I believe with everything in my soul that I was put here to serve you and to live and love your teachings and help spread them in their beauty to others. Doing service in your honor, doing anything in your name, and being with you is the most beautiful part of my life. Those are the times I completely lose myself, and that is when I'm truly happy. Three, I am undergoing yet another tremendous transformation. You told me recently that in order to get 100%, I have to give 100%. And I need to work on the stability of my devotion. You said that in order to find true release, I must give my whole heart. I have been contemplating on this so much lately, and what I have come up with is this is not a decision I can make with my mind. I can't say, all right, I'm gonna start giving 100% and expect that to do the trick. But what I can do is choose moment to moment not to go with my thoughts. I can see my tendencies of feeling owed to and choose to drop them. I can choose to be open rather than closed. I can choose to not protect my weaknesses. I can choose to not put up my tent. I can choose to be happy. And when I make these choices, I am with you and I feel that release. And I believe that's what is required of me at this time because I want you 100%. And I no longer have a choice whether or not to go with my mind. It's a choice on whether to have you or not. And when I have you, everything is perfection. Four, you are the most magnificent guide that has or ever could be. The time, love, patience, wisdom, guidance, and grace you have showered upon me is beyond extraordinary. You have shown me my home. You have given me every tool to access it. You have shown me who Bahar is and therefore who I am not. You have held me and loved me and stepped away when it was for my own good. You have always been by my side every single minute of the past 10 years in every possible way. And because of that, my life, my husband's life, and my child's life is beyond extraordinary. It resembles nothing of what it would have been without you. Thank you, Sat. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for telling me what home is. Thank you for showing me how to access it. Thank you for leading me there every day. Thank you for being my home. Thank you for sharing your home with me. And thank you beyond all the universes for showing me what needs to be dropped in order to stay there. And yet, how could we ever thank you? But thank you.
Thank you, Aziza. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for everyone's heart that can speak so eloquently and so with such a profound honesty, without any pretense. I mean, people say, I feel good. When you guys say, I feel good, you feel good. It's not like, how are you? I'm fine. No, I really am. Can you get it? I got it.
Everyone knows that I am so bad with words. So when I started writing this, I thought it was just going to be thank you, Sat, for everything. But then all of a sudden,
I'm so glad.
Saranya just spoke my each and every words that I felt during this last 3 months. I know you for so many years, and I feel left out all these years that I didn't join. And I was just coming Sunday, and I mean, that Sunday was so special. I wish that I have come more, that I lost that time, but the last 3 months seems like you have covered all those years that I lost. Thank you for everything. You're a mirror image of my invisible side, and from where I feel like Baba's present at all times, and I feel safe under the umbrella of your grace. Thank you for getting me out of my comfort zone to find home. Your words and the way you explain things is easy English that I understand. Because of you, I now appreciate nature more. I feel more grateful. I stand my ground and I don't give up. You give me more confidence and strong spirit. It's like you have pulled me out of unreality, showing me what I wasn't able to see before, eliminating all the faults and not to identify with the shadow. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the tools, guided meditation that teach us art of living, truly how to live and be truly happy. Thank you for your constant reminders on not to react with my mind, not to pick up the baggage of doership, to work on myself, bringing attention to silence. All of the things are helping to reach my true self. Silence within. I was looking for a word that would describe what I feel for you. Is I feel like you're Baba, and I feel you, me, Baba, all are same. I was looking for that word, so I had to Google the word because I'm so bad. The word that I found was kindred. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Kindred. You are kindred, spirit of Sai Baba. Thank you for taking me in your fold. Love you, Sai.
I love you too. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. It makes my heart happy. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the God's timing is so bizarre and so right on. No, I'm fine. I don't even feel my body. So it doesn't matter. She's coming.
عزیزم، امروز که خاطره اولی ملاقات من رو مرور می کردم، به یاد کلماتی افتادم که شما به من گفتی. شجاع باش و با عمر در زندگی پیش برو. در طی این سالها در موقعیت‌های مختلف بارها این جمله را به خاطر آوردم و از خودم پرسیدم شجاعت و عمر در این موقعیت برای چه معنی می‌دهد؟
Sachin, when I was thinking of you, I remembered the first time I met you, and you said to me one sentence. You said, be courageous and go to the depth. I've remembered that many times throughout my life, and I've asked myself in certain situations, what does it mean to be courageous and go to the depth?
اما در دو سال گذشته درک من از این کلمات گسترش پیدا کرده.
But in the last 2 years, my understanding of this that you said to me has expanded.
شجاعت در حال حاضر برای من استاپ. خرد نترسیدن از افکار است.
Now for me, courage means to stop and not be afraid of the thought.
شجاعت الان برای من ایستادن و نگاه کردن به افکار بدون آن که تحت تأثیرشان قرار بگیرم هست.
Now for me courage means to stand with respect to the thoughts without getting involved in them.
شجاعت در حال حاضر برای من فرار نکردن و روبرو شدن با آن کسی که نیستم هست.
Courage for me now means not to run away but to come face to face with who I am not.
شجاعت الان برای من دیدن رئیس و اطاعت نکردن از اوست.
Courage for me now means to see the boss and not obey.
شجاعت در حال حاضر برای من نخوندن افکار است.
Courage for me now means not reading the thoughts.
شما گفتید با عمق در زندگی جلو برو.
You told me to go forward with depth throughout life.
درک الان من از عمق اعتماد به قول است. قولی که میگوید اگر با افکار نروی از همه چیز از مراقبت میشود.
Depth for me now means to trust in the promise that says if you do not take thought, I will take care of you.
عمق الان برای من نگه داشتن توجهی که هی میخواهد با همه چیز قاطی بشود.
Depth for me means to hold on to the attention that keeps trying to mix with everything else.
عمق الان برای من درک و پذیرش و اوکی بودن با سهیلا است.
Depth for me now means acceptance and being okay with Sohaila.
و درک الانم از عمق هنر ساکت بودن با خرد است.
And my understanding now of depth is the art of living in silence.
از شما خیلی سپاسگزارم که به من شجاعت و عمق را آموختید که مثل مرده ها زندگی نکنم، مثل پروانه زندگی کنم که ولگرد نیست و تا دقیقه آخر دور خورشیدش میچرخد.
I'm so grateful for you for giving me courage and depth so that I no longer have to live like a dead.
برای همه لحظاتی که شما من رو راهنمایی میکنید، دستم رو میگیرید که برگردم به حقیقتم، به اصلم، ازتون خیلی ممنون و سپاسگزارم.
I'm so grateful for all of the times that you took my hand and you led me back. I'm so grateful and I thank you.
مرسی برای وجودتون، بودنتون، حضورتون زندگی.
مرسی سویلا جان. That's beautiful. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's long, but I swear I edited it. So I really did.
Just be the way it goes.
Dear Asat, on December 14, 2019, you told me the following. Have a heart of the mother.
Get closer. Yes. Please.
You told me the following. Have a heart of the mother. Never forget love while the wisdom is given to you. That speeds up your progress. There is a reason you're here. Finish the game with love and wisdom. You went on to say the heart of the mother doesn't belong to a woman. It belongs to anybody that is open to it. And the heart of the mother has descended. Open your heart to that. It is an arrogance of thinking that wisdom is enough. It isn't. I'm telling you, it isn't. I then asked, will this conversation transform me? Or is there something I need to do? You replied, just transformation. I paved the road. In the 8 months since this conversation, my spiritual path has again completely transformed and is still transforming. Through many incredible opportunities, experiences, and loving guidance, you have unlocked a love in my heart that I did not know existed and shown me the peace and strength that comes from losing myself in love to my own capacity. Love in action, love in devotion, love in silence, love in being wholehearted with any task, love in being childlike, love in thinking about love, love in singing to love, love in walking with love, love in remembering love, love in listening to love, love in trusting love, and love in expressing love. You have given me so many opportunities to fill the day with love, from time with you, to a journal that my soul was waiting for, to a cave that hears my heart, to blog chats and Sunday meetings where you point us to the highest and illuminate that which is beyond words, to service opportunities where I can feel your presence in each moment, to meditations on live stream and under this tree, to hundreds of hours of teachings available for us to pour over and sink into. Because of you, I always have a new opportunity to dive into this love and feel myself. And as a result, I am starting to crave it and find that feeling it more and expect to find that feeling more and more throughout the day. I am starting to see the more hidden tendencies and characteristics that get in the way of this love. I'm seeing them loosen and weaken their ties. And as a result, to my own extent, I feel more empty and clean inside. I feel more ready to receive the love that pours from you. I see how selflessly you give all of us these chances every day to see that we are this love and to experience how this love is perfect, it's fearless, it's kind, it's wise, it's peaceful, it's strong, and it's better and more complete than anything our minds or the bazaar can produce. Throughout this 8 months, you have once again deepened my understanding of sincerity by showing me this love. I can see that sincerity is interest in action. It is consistent and it comes by prioritizing the love, peace, and joy that flows from you and this path, and really seeing and experiencing the pain that comes from following the mind's thoughts and interest. This sincerity is about really stopping with respect to the thoughts, tendencies, and judgments that take our attention so that the freedom pouring out of our hearts can shine forth in all its magnitude and grandeur and hold us so much closer to ourselves than we ever thought possible. You have also taught me the real meaning of service and shown me that when done with the right intention, it allows me to tap right into my true self and dissolve myself in this love. So, I have also seen, I want to put an asterisk here, it's just so important to me. Maybe I should have started with it. I have also seen how this kind of service and love gives me confidence in myself. The confidence that I have searched for high and low my entire life is right in front of me. It comes through forgetting myself in service and putting my whole heart into anything I am doing. When I do this, I can feel the peace of forgetting myself. Satyun, you know I always wanted true self-confidence. And with your guidance and grace, I am starting to understand that true self-confidence comes from selflessness and love, which can be experienced through all these opportunities, especially this service. Over the last 8 months, you have straightened out my own relationship with my path in a way that has helped dissolve my fears and open my heart. You have shown me that my anchor in this world lies with you. And because of you, self-interest has taken a backseat. Repeated thoughts have taken a backseat. Shame, condemnation, and judgment have taken a back seat. Old reactions have taken a back seat. My desire to succeed somehow spiritually has taken a back seat. Self-doubt has taken a back seat. Jealousy has taken a back seat. Old stories have taken a back seat. New stories are taking a back seat. And so many fears have taken a back seat. In the front seat is you, permanent you, pouring out love that paves the way home. I know I have a far way to go in developing the kind of love you spoke of 8 months ago. But with every step of the way since that moment, you have opened my heart, lightened my load, and helped me feel more and more free. And in my clearest moments, I can see that this love is the only thing worth living for. I can see that in a lifetime of expansion and opening my heart more and more is a beautiful life. That is the power of your love. This is what the guru means to me. Thank you, Sat. I am eternally grateful for what you have so lovingly and patiently been showing me and teaching me for all these years. Sorry, I'm such a slow learner. Thank you. Love, Kavi.
Beautiful, Kavi-dun. That was very beautiful. And I have to mention that God is so kind, the reality is so kind, and that gives each person what they need. So it's really beautiful to hear each one of you. The piece that was missing is being provided for you. For you was devotion and love. For you, you needed a more pinch of wisdom to balance it. And I think I know you still have to go, but each one of you, really, what you are expressing is mean that I was out of balance. Come forward. I was out of balance, whether it was love or wisdom. And somehow, through this time, I was given the balance. This is the beauty of presenting wisdom with love. It is not lopsided. It's not all devotion and stuck in the form and not knowing yourself, or denying the form that can really help you and being arrogant about it and saying, okay, I got the teaching, I got that. Well, what got it is really your mind, because so this is what I really, really am grateful to Baba, to my own sincerity, to you guys' sincerity, to God, to existence, for giving us a path that everything is included in the right time. Self-realization is there, but it will not allow you to dry up. Love is there, even deeper, even more profound, but will not allow you to be blind with it. I think this is the balance that is rare, and we have again bestowed upon. And then you know, when one of the wings are dragging on the ground, you do some self-inquiry and bring it up to fly above the Maya. And one of you, I think it was Serenio, talking about that, looking at the sun. Yes, I was going for a bicycle ride some years ago by a river, and what strongly came to me is that when my bike and I were going against the sun was behind, that I could see the shadow of my bicycle and myself on the ground. In the way back, which is a very simple analogy, but that day I was really shown. In the way back, there was no shadow neither mine or the bicycle. Because I was looking, I was going toward the sun, right? And I think, no, I don't think, I know that this is what is happening to us. With the more courage, with more interest, with more intensity, we're looking into the sun and with less turning around, because it needs intensity to not turn around. And satsang that we all have together is keeping our face toward the sun. Because if it goes too long without this support system, know that it will turn around. It won't stay as long because you have wisdom. We bring it out and cut it off. But that is the worth of satsang, holy company. Whether you have this holy company in your silence of your cave and your altar, in the nature, wherever you can have it, or have the satsang like this. And this is was the purpose of having so many gathering. I mean, this place is open, was open until last Thursday or Tuesday, every afternoon from 3 to 5, anybody could come here and meditate. So every opportunity that we get is one opportunity less to be fooled by nonsense of the mind, personal mind and collective mind. So what an opportunity we have, and what a wisdom to take advantage of it. Nothing will stay the same, but this moment looks like this. It doesn't matter what next moment looks, but this moment, we're all wearing white with the heart open, with love, and spending our Sunday morning in appreciation and understanding. So, very happy about that.
Two nights ago, I had a dream that it was a gathering and everybody had a sharing, some longer, some shorter, but I had none. It was dreadful. When I woke up the last 2 days, I was so vigilant that I have to set up my priority. I have to give enough time to the level that it's important to me to have something which is genuine, coming from my heart, and be vigilant. So I spent time instead of doing some other stuff. And these two last days, all my attention, intention was having something from my heart for you. And this inner guru never disappoints. I went to my cave and I didn't know what is coming. And I never had a poem in like the rhymes in English, and it came out. And since I'm, sometimes these dreams are coming very much true, I was not sure what's happening. Then this morning, again, I wake up early, I did everything, so I'm early, I'm not late. In the way here, I noticed I left my notebook. But I left it right early enough, and I had come early enough, then I had time to go back. The moral for me was, no matter what my tendencies are, the support and love and divinity is beyond. No matter how many mistakes I make, divinity reminds me. So I went back and I brought it. My dear Sadguru, my dear Sadjan, before I met you, before this place, thousands of mothers were mourning in each breath. They were weeping hard in my heart all day and night. In that heart, sky was in full gloom. Sun was hiding in despair and doom. In my old world,
birds were all blind, dreaming of a flight in a cold, damp night. In the kingdom, flowers were scared, hiding in the shade with gloom so ashamed. In that old mind heart, doubt was the king, ruling, crushing, blaming, was so mean. Mistrust was in charge also as the queen. God was distant. God was distant. Heavens were so far. Hope stolen. Joy jolted in heart. Life was a sentence leading to no death. So short of breath. So short of breath. How did I survive? A miracle happened. A miracle happened. My son did rise. You came. You came and took the blindfold of eyes. Opening curtains, letting in all lights. A holy gardener planting seeds. Showered the garden, pulled out the weeds. You became that sun, ending all that freeze. You became the wind, bringing a fresh breeze. You were the full moon, shining with beauty. You nourished the love, replacing duty. You were the North Star, showing me the way. You were the magnet, I could not go away. You were the healer, healing my deep bruise. You were the remedy to all those blues. You were the mother, embracing me tight. You were the father, correcting with might. You were a true friend for those tough calls, a kind, firm shoulder, a hand during falls. You made rainbow out of my tears. You made memories out of those fears. You just demolished all that old world. Where there was pain, you showed me the sword. Where there was fear, you molded me bold. Sat, Sadguru, source of all joy and hope. Your sword of truth, that real sharp sword, my beloved, your love and your word. First demolished that old false fort, then protected this young, fresh world. You are three gods, still you are one. You, my Sadguru, you, that true one. You, my Sadguru, my God and beyond. You, true Guru, you, my dear Sad John.
Grateful to every one of you's inner guru, your inner reality. Look at how every one of you is being supported today to be here. The outer and the inner are like two fingers. One pushes, one pulls. And it was very obvious in your poetry. It was just so spectacular that could have not come and rhyme.
In English.
If it was not this.
I still speak Farsi.
If it wasn't the support of the inner reality. That's when you know you're in the right place, when your inner supports you. Beautiful, beautiful day. What a way to spend the Sunday morning.
Yeah. A What is... again next Sunday.
To those of you that are here and to those of you that are not here, but their hearts are with us, I only can say three words. I love you. And you all know I don't have to say the impact of Baba's existence in my life. It's pretty obvious. Let's take a moment, just a few seconds, and acknowledge our first God, which is our mother, our worldly mother, and send a heartfelt appreciation. Whether we like the way they raised us or not, that's irrelevant. Just the fact that they carried the body and nurtured the baby. And so on. Now, as you have your eyes closed, please for a moment, again go find your silence. And appreciate the fact that I is one with the totality of God. By the virtue of God being everything, just give a heartfelt thanks to the inner wisdom, inner guru, inner existence, inner self that has supported you to sit here today and have this type of Sunday. Acknowledge your divinity. Acknowledge it until you have a wide smile on your face, meaning that you did contact it. By the virtue of God being everything, what can I be? The love is being expressed today has nothing to do with the body or the mind. It's the heart expressing love for itself. It's God loving itself in each of us. So find the unity or in our oneness. Whole, not a particle, not a piece of God. God cannot be divided in pieces. Every recognition is whole, is infinite. Thank you, guys. Namaste to all of you. Please take one of the flowers or with the container to your home. What a beautiful day. Do I have to read this?
No.
Oh. Devotion. Oh, devotion. We can't go without singing. Beautiful Lord, hallelujah, beautiful Lord, hallelujah, beautiful Lord, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh. Divine Guru, hallelujah, divine Guru, hallelujah, divine Guru, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh. Divine Father, hallelujah, divine Father, hallelujah, divine, come on, with more energy, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh. Satya Sai Baba, hallelujah, Satya Sai Baba, hallelujah, Satya Sai Baba, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh. Divine Mother, hallelujah, Divine Mother, hallelujah, Divine Mother. Take off your mask and sing it. Oh, Divine Father,
hallelujah,
Divine Father,
hallelujah, Divine Father, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh.
Ultimate Self, hallelujah, Ultimate Self,
hallelujah, Ultimate Self, hallelujah, oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, what was that song I love about Baba? Ma, Ma.
Sai Ma.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, who knows?
Ma.
You mean the whole world to me, Sai Ma. Mother of mothers, Sai Ma. You are the light of my life, Sai Ma. Ma, Sai Ma. Your name, you're always there. You guide forever each day. With all your love, you show me the way. How can we thank you, my dear Sai Ma, for all your patience and love, Sai Ma? Ma, Sai Ma, Ma, Sai Ma, Ma, Sai Ma.
We all share this beautiful morning with the whole world. May the whole world be happy. May each soul, to the degree, realize that selflessness, lack of greed and anger makes us happier.
Thank you.
And at the feet of my guru.